lightning, and the old dude sits up in his coffin, and he's really hungry, because he hasn't eaten since they buried him. You know what he likes to eat best? Little kids. There he is, right behind you. No, right there.
Give it up, Cody. That wasn't even scary.
Well, you guys are little. I didn't want to freak you out.
Well, you did it. I'm going to bed. Night, Cody.
Yeah, thanks for a bedtime story, Codeman. Night.
Well, I'm glad I didn't scare you. Ghost stories. What a kick.
What does your father think of this disgusting habit of yours?
He says with a little more practice, I'll be as good as he is.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, honey.
Good morning. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's all that?
I'm renewing my beautician's license. I always hate filling out the part about my education.
Why is that?
I don't know. I guess it still bothers me that I didn't finish college. I only had 4 courses to go. I was thinking maybe I should go back to school.
Well, going back to school and everything else you're doing, isn't that taking on an awful lot?
Well, I didn't say I was definitely going to do it. I just thought, you know, I have to go downtown today anyway, and I thought I'd stop by the campus and get some information.
Why would anyone want to go back to school if they didn't have to?
Well, what about the satisfaction of accomplishing a lifelong goal?
My lifelong goal is to get out of school.
Come on, JT. What about intellectual stimulation, a love of learning, a thirst for knowledge?
Wow.
You mean I'm finally getting through to you?
No, you got a hunk of spinach right between your 2 front teeth. Gotcha. Oh!
Grow up, pal.
You didn't notice, but we're trying to study.
Then move your snooze fest into the kitchen.
We'd love to, but your brother, Brendan, left a bunch of popsicle sticks all over the kitchen table.
Hey, that's my homework. I'm making a model of the Alamo.
The one in Texas?
No, the one in Cleveland.
I can't study here. Good. Yeah.
WrestleMania!
Hi, everybody. Frank, I have some great news. Guess who's going to college?
Well, we know it's not JT.
You signed up?
Well, I wasn't going to, but I got down there and I saw the course descriptions and I got excited. Oh, look at this. All 4 courses that I need to graduate are being offered this semester, so I decided to go for it.
All right, Mom.
Wow, 4 courses and running the beauty shop and the house.
Frank, I am a very organized person. It's just a matter of managing my time more efficiently.
I don't want to sound selfish, but how does this affect me?
Look, nothing is going to change around here. In fact, I've already made out a schedule to keep myself organized here. Look at this.
Aww.
No, it's all here. There's laundry, meals, leisure activities, and planned spontaneity.
Carol, you didn't leave any time for you and I to, you know.
Yes, I did, Frank. It's right here under weekend chores. Philosopher, scientist, painter, fruitcake. Casserole.
Yeah.
presentation for speech class?
No problem.
Okay. The decline of communism as a world force. Microwave? Okay, I'll start again. The decline of communism as a world force. With this...
Carol, can you iron this t-shirt?
No problem.
Mom. Mom!
Yeah.
Once again, from the top. The decline of communism as a world force.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, honey.
Never mind. Frank, could you hold this for me, please?
Sure. Wah! Ah!
That was fun. Now let's try it with a burning coal.
So, how about a kiss from my favorite little co-ed?
No problem. Ooh, meatloaf. I am good.
What's that ding? What's that ding? What's that ding? I don't know what that ding is. What's that ding? What's that ding? I didn't bring it. What's the ding?
It's the doorbell. I'll get it.
You only have one customer.
Yeah, but she's got a lot of hair.
Well, no problem. Just comb her out and I'll be over there in a minute.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, honey.
How long do we have to look at this feeble recreation of the Alamo?
Until Brendan is finished.
Brendan! Oh, I forgot to pick up Brendan at school.
You forgot to pick up Brendan? How could you forget to pick up Brendan?
No problem. I can get him. I just have to go to the market anyway.
Okay. Carol. Yeah.
Frank, do you know if Carol has a good lawyer?
Carol, please. I'm trying to sleep.
Okay, I'm sorry, Frank. No more pencil sharpening, I promise.
Okay. Could I see that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I haven't had a good night's sleep in a week. I'm grumpy, I'm irritable, and I'm snapping at my employees.
This is about sex, isn't it?
Sex? What's that?
Well, excuse me if your needs are not met, but I just happen to be a committed student.
You are a committed student. You are a committed mother. You are a committed wife. Soon you will just be committed.
Tomorrow, I need to study.
Honey, I understand that, but you also need your sleep, or your studying's not going to do you any good.
You're right, Frank, I hear you. I can admit when I'm wrong. I think right now that sleep is a good choice.
Okay. Good night.
Night.
Time is up. Turn in your papers.
Mom, how'd you do on the big test?
Great. Fine. Yeah, I think I really surprised myself. I think I turned in a really unique paper. Yeah, if you'll excuse me, I think I'll go into the living room.
She bombed.
Oh, yeah.
Look, Carol, I realize you probably don't want to talk about this right now. Missed a few questions.
Oh, Frank, I missed all the questions.
What do you mean you missed all the questions?
I was asleep.
What do you mean you were asleep?
Frank, which part don't don't you understand? I was asleep. As in dreaming, snoring, drooling.
Oh, jeez.
Frank, what am I going to do? I can't work any harder.
Oh, come on now, honey. Maybe you just need to admit that you're human. And let me help you run the house.
No offense, Frank, but I've seen the way you run the house. I don't need the health department on my back.
All right. Then I'll do it your way.
Well, what about your business?
I can run the construction company from the house for a while. You just give me your schedule and everything will be fine.
Oh, Frank, if you could find a way to do that, I'd find a way to pay you back.
Now, how about sex?
Oh, that's a good idea. Just as soon as I get some sleep.
Kids.
Where's Carol?
She's catching a little shut-eye, so I'm rustling up the grub.
Oh, aren't we lucky cowpokes? What are we having?
Waffles.
I love waffles. Why don't we grab something on the way to school?
Good idea. Bye, Frank.
Bye-bye. Oh, girl, hey, you forgot your lunches.
No, we didn't. It was a choice.
You washed my gym shorts, but you forgot to dry them.
It's gym. You're gonna sweat anyway.
Oh, man!
Dad? Did you make the cookies for my bake sale tomorrow?
Oh, I'll bake them this afternoon.
But you promised to help me finish the Alamo.
Tell him it's the Alamo after the attack.
Yeah, right.
Guys,
you're
gonna be late for school.
Hey, your lunches, Brendan. Well, Mark.
Morning, honey.
Hi there.
Okay, here's a list of things that need to get done. Are you sure you can handle all this?
No problem. I'll have this knocked off by the weekend.
No, Frank, this is just for today.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding? I'll have this done by lunch.
Okay, great. Bye.
Bye. I won't have this read by lunch. Oh, chapter 2.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Dad.
Oh.
What's that timer for?
I'm either supposed to freeze the frosting or defrost the freezer.
Dad, I'm late for practice. Where's my lucky t-shirt?
That's in there somewhere, pal. That's dinner.
Great, what are we having?
Whoa, not that.
Dad, could you take me to the mall? I need some new cleats.
Hey, I need a ride to practice.
Okay. Hey, would you leave me alone? Don't you know I'm busy?
Frank, I guess this isn't a good time to ask you to look over my research paper, is it?
No way. I've got practice.
So what?
I will take you to practice. I'll take you to the mall. You can read me your paper in the car on the way because I have to pick up some more popsicle sticks for Brendan. Brendan. I forgot to pick up Brendan from school. Okay, everybody, let's go. We gotta go. Brendan's right.
You know, if you keep leaving me at school, I'm gonna start taking it personally.
I smell something burning.
Oh, my! Don't panic! Don't panic! Yeah, unplug the iron. Unplug it. Okay. Okay. Nobody panic. It's out.
Sorry about that, Dad. I'll go get a mop.
Well, I must have left the iron on when I was doing Karen's blouse.
Oh, my blouse! Why do bad things always happen to good clothes?
Maybe she shouldn't be alone.
Our house almost burned down. Wait till I tell the guy. Yeah!
Frank, how could you have left the iron on?
It seemed like a good idea at the time. I didn't do it on purpose!
Well, what were you doing all day? This place is a mess!
What was I doing all day? Well, besides running my construction company, I had to get Al to the mall. JT was running late for practice, and I was running around here trying to do everything on your stupid list!
Stupid list? I thought you told me my stupid list was no problem. Why don't you just admit you couldn't handle it?
Fine. I couldn't handle it. Now, why don't you admit you couldn't handle it?
I couldn't handle it, but I certainly couldn't handle it better than you couldn't handle it.
Yeah, well, I couldn't handle it better than anybody. All right, what are we talking about?
I don't know.
Fine.
Fine.
Fine, then. Here's your stupid list. I am not Mr. Mom. Excuse me, I have quiche in the oven.
I hate these family meetings. Why do we have to have them?
Because I think it's important that we discuss our problems in an open and democratic fashion.
Why?
Because I said so. Sit down. Now, I've been thinking about it, and I've come to a decision, and I think it's the only fair thing to do.
You're buying me a new blouse?
Karen, let it go.
When I went back to school, I didn't realize the effect it would have on all of us. And after what we've all been through the last couple of weeks, I thought about it, and I think it's best that I quit.
What?
Oh, Carol, now I can't let you do that. You're not going to solve these problems by giving up your dream.
Look, Mom, you're staying in school. This means too much to you.
Tina, I can't. I tried doing everything and got burned out, and Frank tried doing everything and the kitchen got burned out. My family comes first, and my education's going to have to wait.
Well, you know, there is another solution. We kids could do a little more work around here.
Wait a minute. This meeting is taking an ugly turn.
No, wait a minute, JT. I think Mark has a very good idea. Now, you kids can make your own lunch, sir. Take the bus occasionally and help out with the laundry.
Well, I'd be willing to make a few lunches if it meant that I didn't have to eat any more of Frank's mystery meals.
And I'll do anything if someone would just pick me up after school.
Well, all right now. All in favor of Carol going back to school, raise your hand. JT. Okay. Well, Carol?
Well, I guess I'm going back to school.
Yeah!
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate your support. And you know what? I think I'll only take one course every semester. That way I can still do the cooking around here.
This calls for a pizza.
Yeah!
Thick crust.
Thick crust. Cheeseless.
No, I don't think so.
This date, Frank, for one brief, shining moment, they didn't seem to hate each other.
Yeah, it was nice. Carol, do you have to study again tonight?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to pull an all-nighter.
Oh, man.
But you could help me study.
All right. What's the course?
Romance 101.
Stick with me, you'll have a degree by midnight.